This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, Leroy shares a dramatic story from West Africa, where an extravagant act of forgiveness touched a whole nation. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
Not long ago, my wife and I were having dinner with a missionary family in West Africa. During the course of our visit, the missionary told us about the terrible thing that had taken place in their neighborhood a few months before. A missionary wife and her daughter had been brutally murdered by a man they had befriended. The man had asked for a place to stay overnight, and since he was well known to the family, the wife invited him in and gave him a room. Early the next morning, the man slit the throats of the wife and her daughter. My friend knew something was wrong when he didn't see the little 10-year-old girl outside waiting for the bus on her way to school. He crossed the street and found the mother and the daughter murdered. The police were notified, and in a short time, the murderer was found. When the police interrogated him, he would not answer a word. He remained absolutely silent. When the missionary was told that his wife and daughter had been murdered, he felt he could never face the man who had done this. But at the police station, he went into the cell and said to the man, "The thing you have done is terrible, but God loves you and wants to forgive you if you will let Him." On hearing those words, the man broke down and wept. The missionary put his arm on the man's shoulder and said again, "Now God wants to forgive you if you'll let Him. And with God's help, I forgive you too." And with that, the murderer confessed his horrible crime. The news of the murder soon spread, and the nation was electrified to hear that the missionary had forgiven the man. More than 3,000 people attended the burial service. They wanted to see a man who could forgive a deed like that. Incredible! But God forgives us like that all the time. His son was also murdered and hung on a cross. And God forgave the ones who did it, and us who put him there by our sins. Jesus, the one who hung on the cross, cried out, "Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." How long has it been since you fell on your knees and thanked God for forgiving all your sins? Forgiveness is an attribute of God we must never take for granted. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.
You can know more of God's forgiveness as you spend time with Him. We'd like to send you a simple plan called 7 Minutes with God. Thousands of busy people have experienced God's presence beginning with just 7 minutes a day. And you can, too. It's free, and it's designed for people with a busy schedule. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for the 7-minute leaflet. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Until tomorrow, remember God's extravagant forgiveness. This is Daily Discipleship.